U.S. forces in Iraq today fought fierce battles with troops from the Republican Guard, who are better trained and better equipped than Iraq's regular army. American commanders say scores of Iraqi troops have been killed. Meanwhile, U.S. forces are strengthening the long supply line between Kuwait and forward elements of the Army and Marines. Joining us now from Kuwait City is NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, what can you tell us about the battle today in the forward area, which was around the town of Hindiya, that's about 50 miles south of Baghdad?
That's right. Hindiya is a few miles east of Karbala, and this is the general area that there have been the lead elements of the 3rd Infantry Division for the better part of a week. And it seemed that some of the formations of the 3rd Infantry Division began to move east of Karbala to see where the Republican Guard was, because it was known that the Republican Guard was in the area, and they engaged them, perhaps for the first time, in a serious fight at Hindiya, which is a town on the Euphrates River. The reports suggest that the 3rd Infantry Division units actually took over Hindiya. They took a lot of Iraqi prisoners of war. They seized a lot of important buildings. They found battle plans, caches of weapons. I think that they've learned a lot about the Republican Guard, what units are there, what division is there, and how they may engage U.S. forces in the future.
Let's move about 150 miles southeast of Hindiya to Nasiriyah. The U.S. Marines have been active in that region. What's been going on around there?
Well, of course, there's been a lot of fighting in Nasiriyah over the past week because there are two crucial bridges that cross the Euphrates River that the U.S. Marines have had to keep control of and keep open. And last week, lead units of the Marines moved pretty far north up the road that goes through Nasiriyah. But today they came back to a town called Shatra, which they had bypassed before. They went into the town and engaged Iraqi irregulars and pretty much, as I understand it, chased them out of the town. And there was a report that that seems almost for the first time that hundreds of Iraqi civilians in Shatra cheered them when they chased the Iraqi militias out of town. But I guess because of the strategy that the Marines have on this road, they did not hold Shatra. They pulled out before night fell. And so we don't know exactly what the situation is there.
If we can step back to think about how the U.S. forces are arraying themselves for an eventual attack on Baghdad, where are U.S. troops at this point, and what is the strategy for moving forward?
Well, perhaps we can think of it as two fronts. The front on the Euphrates River, which has been established and where lead units of the 3rd Infantry Division are some 50, 60 miles southwest of Baghdad near the town of Karbala. And then there's a Tigris front that the Marines seem to be trying to open last week and into the weekend, but they've had a much tougher time. And they seem to be many miles behind the position that ideally they ought to be in to mount a coordinated assault with the 3rd Infantry Division against Baghdad. So it seems that perhaps that's one of the key elements that's just not in place yet in order to start the Battle of Baghdad.
And that front by the Marines would be where in relation to the army?
Well, that front would be to the southeast of Baghdad on the Tigris River, as opposed to where the army is to the southwest of Baghdad on the Euphrates.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Kuwait City. Thanks very much, Mike.
You're welcome, Melissa.